From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 6, 2020. This is a revised version of an episode from March 2013. This week, that excerpt of Buy For Me the Rain, performed by the Andrew and Noah Van Nostrand Band, opens an episode about a long-used and still vital tool for monitoring the atmospheric conditions related to rain and any other kind of weather. We start with a series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you know what time-tested measuring tool is being launched.
There's our parachute, our balloon, and we're going to head outside.
And there goes our balloon and our sun on the way up into the stratosphere. Do we still have the signal?
Yes.
If you guessed a weather balloon, you were right. Twice each day, over 90 National Weather Service locations launch weather balloons carrying a radio sonde, a package of instruments to measure and transmit data on the upper atmosphere's temperature, pressure, humidity, and winds. The Weather Service has been making upper air measurements with balloons and radio sondes since the 1930s. The sounds you heard were from the 6 p.m. launch on February 28, 2013, at the Weather Service's forecast office in Blacksburg, Virginia. To learn a bit more about weather balloons and their importance, have a listen to the following two-minute recording from that launch.
Hello, my name is Patrick Wilson with the National Weather Service in Blacksburg, Virginia.
All right, we're ready to start the upper air balloon preparations here. I've got a latex balloon.
Here's the actual sonde. It's got a GPS sensor in the bottom of it. Right here's the temperature sensor sticking out. We're going to have a humidity sensor right here. This thing will also determine the wind. We're able to figure it out by simply tracking the GPS. Every second, this thing is sending us data. Every second. Even though we have lots of other data, such as airplanes, when you're taking off and landing, they're giving us instruments. They're being like the weather balloon stuff that's going up and down in a glide path. We have surface data. We have satellites that can infer the data from temperature and all those things. And yet, of all the types of information we use now for data, still, the only number one way to get information about the atmosphere in three dimensions is these weather balloons. In fact, you all saw the advantage of that in Sandy. We did upper air launches every 6 hours at request of the Hurricane Center to figure out and narrow all of the dot models in to say it's going to hit New Jersey and be confident on it.
I'm going to let go and it's going to take off. And I mean literally take off. Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Well, we've got the launch underway, and I'll be heading back into the office to go back and monitor the flight. From here, it'll be just watching the day and make sure everything's working out before I send it off to the Washington, D.C. and the models to crunch the numbers. And right now, there's 92 other sites in the United States. They're just doing what I've done right now. And all this data will be showing up in your weather forecasts probably in the next few hours. It doesn't take that long.
As noted in the segment you just heard, meteorologists continue to rely on measurements from balloon launches to make more accurate weather forecasts. Adding the balloon data to information provided by radar, satellite photos, and other tools. The data from such tools, along with computer modeling and skilled human judgments, help us make sense of the complicated air and water masses constantly moving overhead. Thanks to the National Weather Service office in Blacksburg for their help with this week's episode. Thanks also to Andrew Van Nostrand for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Buy For Me the Rain.
Buy for me the rain, my darling. Buy for me the rain.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.